In response to the rising opioid crisis, many local governments have issued bonds in an effort to address opioid-related problems. But a University of Georgia professor says that the communities who need the most help also have the most problems issuing bonds to help fund improvements. Joining us to talk about that is John Hund, Assistant Professor of Finance at UGA's Terry College of Business. Thank you, Dr. Hund.
Thank you very much.
So how'd you go about doing this research?
So it was about a year of just complete data gathering and analysis. And one of the things that makes this difficult and interesting is that publicly available data on opioid deaths is restricted for, you know, confidentiality reasons. So we applied to the CDC, who has sort of the gold standard of all data, and got their restricted use data and got essentially the causes of death for virtually every American in the United States. And then we sort of went to the Census Bureau, and they have public data on revenues and expenses and those sorts of things. We paired the death data with the county revenue expense data, as well as, you know, population, economic growth, you know, home prices, all sorts of other stuff that we could get, with a super comprehensive data on all the municipal bonds that were issued virtually from 1985 to 2016. And so we took all those things, mashed them all together, and got a giant data set.
So what was the main takeaway when you looked at your study as far as?
The main effect that we found is a very striking decline in issuance of these bonds, or in the probability of issuing these bonds, for the most affected communities. And that's a bad story in a lot of ways, because these are the communities that need money. And what we were showing is they're in some ways frozen out of that market.
Well, one of the possible remedies you suggest is federal bond insurance. Can you talk a little bit about that and how that would help?
Yes. Yeah, so one of the things that we were trying to think, how do you fix that? And this is a sort of a classic problem of not enough credit to people who are under, you know, have low income. And the federal government has lots of programs to fix that, in particular the student loan program that they put in. And we know that those are very successful at getting people sort of who need credit. So one of the things that we thought that, you know, the government could look at, rather than just writing a check, they could sort of create some sort of insurance program that essentially guarantees the payment of this debt and allows these very affected opioid addicted places where there's a lot of abuse and costs to borrow for these types of necessary services.
Such an interesting take on a problem.
Well,
that's
yeah.
Really cool. John Hund is an assistant professor of finance in the University of Georgia's Terry College of Business and the co-author of Opioid Crisis Effects on Municipal Finance. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it. I love to talk about my research.